with 1032 News. Thanks to station sponsor Unified Lawyers, Australia's leading divorce and family lawyers. To book a free consultation, go to unifiedlawyers.com.au.
It's 6 o'clock. Good evening. I'm Sarah Wiedersheim. The Lebanese Prime Minister is welcoming international calls for an immediate 21-day ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah in Lebanon. Australia has signed a joint statement issued by the White House. Zach De Silva has more.
Hundreds have been killed in Israeli airstrikes on Lebanon, and Hezbollah has been firing rockets back over the border in retaliation. Australia, the US, Europe and Japan are among those now calling for a 21-day pause in hostilities in the hopes of negotiating a lasting peace. US President Joe Biden is urging all sides to step back from the brink.
Important is war, not widen.
There are around 15,000 Australians in Lebanon, and Foreign Minister Penny Wong says they should leave while they still can.
Please do not wait for a preferred route. Please take the first option you can.
Experts believe Israel and Lebanon are unlikely to agree to the proposed ceasefire.
Charges have been laid against two inmates who police allege were involved in a prison child abuse ring. The group, known as the Pack, is alleged to have shared letters detailing sexual abuse and plans to offend. A 31-year-old woman accused of directing the group and a 56-year-old man have been charged. A man will remain in custody after being charged with the murder of another man on a busy street in Sydney's inner west this week. 31-year-old Jacob Tamas Spence is accused of carrying out the attack outside a Mexican restaurant in Marrickville. He made no application for bail in court and it was formally refused. One of Australia's biggest energy retailers has been ordered to pay millions of dollars in penalties for misleading consumers about electricity prices. Jefferson Shaw reports.
Energy Australia has admitted it misrepresented the estimated annual price of its electricity for an average customer in 2022. That's when electricity prices were rising and many Australians were attempting to switch to cheaper plans. The federal court has ordered the company pay $14 million. It's one of the biggest penalties levied against a retailer over electricity prices. Consumer watchdog head Gina Cascott-Lebb says it's essential that electricity companies provide consumers with accurate information. Jefferson Shaw, Hope News.
A former boxer believed to have been the world's longest-serving death row prisoner has been acquitted by a Japanese court more than half a century after his conviction in a quadruple murder case. The BBC's Shaima Khalil reports from Tokyo.
Iwao Hakamada was widely expected to be acquitted. For 56 years, the former professional boxer has maintained his innocence after being found guilty in 1968 of killing his boss, the man's wife, and their two teenage children. Mr. Hakamada spent nearly half a century behind bars, mostly in solitary confinement, before new evidence led to his release from incarceration in 2014. He was granted a retrial in 2023 after a court decided that investigators could have planted the evidence. Mr. Hakamada's supporters say decades of detention with the ever-present threat of execution took a heavy toll on his mental health.
Hope Sport.
US pop star Katy Perry says we can expect a larger-than-life show at this Saturday's grand final between the Sydney Swans and Brisbane Lions. She spent some time at the MCG today and was gifted a personalised Sheeran ball. She also brought up the fact no Victorian club managed to make it to the final two.
What I'm still trying to get over is that Melbourne has 10 teams and they're not here. It's just
the math, don't go into that.
Okay.
The Sydney Swans have flown into Melbourne today on a private jet ahead of the decider. In the NRL, Panthers back rower Scott Sorensen is still fighting to prove his fitness for Saturday night's preliminary final against the Sharks. He's been named on the reserves list, but coach Ivan Cleary says he's far from a certain starter. And in golf, Adam Scott believes a dynamic game of fellow Aussie Minwoo Lee may be just what the international team needs to win the President's Cup. They'll tee off together tomorrow morning.
Hope weather.
Cloudy with a very high chance of rain tonight. Winds southerly at 25 to 40 kilometres an hour. Right now it's 13 degrees in the city, 11 in the west. Tomorrow showers heading to tops of 18 degrees. Saturday a possible shower, a high of 21. Sunday a slight shower and 23. And that's the latest Hope News. I'm Sarah Wiedersheim.
Hope 103.2. Out and about with you. Wherever you are.
Christians in Australia are privileged. We're free to follow our faith. But that's not the case for many around the world. 90,000 Christians are martyred each year because of their faith. Who supports them? Voice of the Martyrs. They bring relief to the persecuted, help the families of martyrs, and supply Bibles and other Christian literature, all to where they are needed most. Station sponsor, Voice of the Martyrs, serving the persecuted church. Pray for them, support them. Visit vom.com.au.
1 hour per fortnight. That's all they are asking. Catholic Care West in Sydney and Blue Mountains is looking for volunteers to give 1 hour of their time a fortnight to visit lonely elderly people. You'll receive training so you have the skills and knowledge to fulfil this important role. Station sponsor Catholic Care West in Sydney is offering you this great opportunity to bring joy into an older person's life. 1 hour per fortnight. That's all they are asking. Become a volunteer visitor and help end loneliness. Just go to catholiccarewest.com.
Hope 103.2.
Sydney Traffic Scan.
Brought to you by station sponsor, Bible League's Buddy Your Love for Bibles. God is love and His word is light. Just $15 gives a plain English version of the Bible to an Indigenous Australian today.
In Rushcutters Bay, we have a crash with a car towing a trailer, causing heavy delays eastbound on New South Head Road approaching New Beach Road. In Ingleburn, look out for a two-car crash. That's northbound on Campbelltown Road at Williamson Road. And in Avalon Beach, a truck breakdown has a southbound lane closed on Barrenjoey Road. FPOS fees are great for banks, not businesses. Pay no fees or terminal rental with SmartPay. Visit smartpay.com.au. T's and C's and minimum turnover apply. Station sponsor. I'm Thomas, taking another look at Sydney traffic in 15 minutes on Hope 103.2.
Hope 103.2. We're there for you wherever you are.
Hey, Sharma with you here on Hope Drive. And Dancing with the Stars started over in the States. There was a very controversial contestant who I personally don't deem a star, but hey, what do I know? And she has been the first eliminated. And when they asked her what she's learned from this experience, I think she gave the most on-brand answer. We'll talk more about it after Guy Sebastian Standing With You.
The more I tell you, you can do this. The more you tell yourself you're useless. And the advice right now is fruitless. You're somewhere only you can go. I'll pretend to know. So instead of telling you you'll be alright, I'm just gonna be that someone by your side. You let me be that distant satellite, a constant in the sky. 'Cause I'm standing with you tonight. Yeah, I will be that voice in your ear. Your head is full and yet it's hollow. Don't even think about tomorrow. So if you let me, I'll follow. Oh, if you're gonna go, at least you're gonna know. Instead of telling you you'd be alright, I'm just gonna be that someone by your side. Oh, let me be that distant satellite. I'm standing with you tonight.
my radio station and I love listening to it.
Hype 103.2.
How good God's been, and I know I'm not the only one. Thankful for the things He's done. If you've been living in the blessings that He's given, then if He's been faithful to you, can I get a hallelujah? Someone saying, Jesus, Lord, have mercy. Praise Him for all the goodness that He's shown in your life. If you got a song inside your soul, don't hold it back. Somebody praise God for that. Somebody praise God for that. Oh, can I get a hallelujah? Someone saying amen. Can I get a thank you, Jesus? Lord, have mercy. Praise Him for all the goodness that He's shown in your life. If you got a song inside your soul, don't hold it back. Somebody praise God.
Praise God for that. It's Jordan Feliz on Hope 103.2. And Anna Delvey is someone who you probably know from that Netflix show about her conning. She was a con woman who stole from socialites, pretended to be a socialite, and it was a whole big thing. But somehow, it made her famous enough to get onto Dancing with the Stars, despite, you know, having to get special approval from ICE, which is immigration over in Australia. And she just so happened to be the first person to be eliminated. And when asked about what she learned during her time on the show, she said, and I quote, nothing. She learned absolutely nothing. And apparently the judges were not impressed. Carrie Ann has said, I was taken aback by her comment when asked what she learned from the show. And she said flatly nothing. That was dismissive, not only for the opportunity she was given of her wonderful and supportive partner in her debut season, but also for all of us who work on the show, from the dancers to behind the scenes to the creative team. I don't know what they're expecting from Anna Delvey of all people.
In transmission, because we happen to know there's something that you've been missing. Welcome to the show. We're all set to go. So come on. Why do you want to hear back?
232.
When we come alive, it's Switchfoot on Hope 103.2. And hey, a new episode of the Brendan and Danny Bell podcast drops tomorrow. They were away for a bit for the radio awards, but they made their way back to Sydney. And so, you know, there's heaps of amazing content that's going to be on tomorrow's episode. But if you can't wait, you're itching to hear from more from them, there is a podcast available, hope1032.com.au or Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever it is you get your podcast from.
Sydney's Hope 1032.
Integracare Auburn. Exceeding.
When your child is almost ready for kindergarten, you want their preschool to be rated exceeding.
Integracare Brighton Lasands. Exceeding.
All of Integracare's preschools have been rated exceeding.
Integracare Pendle Hill. Exceeding.
Every Integracare Early Education Centre has an excellent preschool program. Even long daycare services. Visit station sponsor Integracare at wecare.org.au.
Find MacArthur's best at your doorstep. Angus Bristow Village is the perfect location to downsize into retirement living. But there are only four villas left. Station sponsor Angus Bristow is just minutes from restaurants, cafes, shops and more. And you can find peace of mind knowing that home services and aged care are on site if your needs ever change. Inquire now. These quiet, connected three-bedroom villas will soon be gone. Visit angusbristowvillage.org.au.
Hope 103.2.
Sydney Traffic Scan.
Brought to you by station sponsor, Bible League's Buddy Eula for Bibles. God is love and His word is light. Just $15 gives a plain English version of the Bible to an Indigenous Australian today.
Forest Lodge, we've got a two-car crash northbound on the Crescent just past Scotsman Street. In Avalon Beach, there's a truck breakdown southbound on Barrenjoey Road at North Avalon Road. Parramatta, traffic lights are flashing yellow on Park Street at Station Street. The M7 looking good in both directions through the Light Horse Interchange. Brighton Le Sands, no delays heading southbound on the Grand Parade. And in Homebush West, busy heading southbound on Centenary Drive. I'm Thomas Reid, taking another look at Sydney traffic in 15 minutes on Hope 103.2.
Paramedic Matthew O'Reilly was first to many serious medical incidents where he met fatally injured people in their last minutes of life. These people asked him a blunt question: am I going to die? When he said they would, he observed three types of responses. One was the need for remembrance. People needed to feel that they would live on in some way. The second was to know that their life had meaning. People didn't want to have wasted their life on meaningless tasks. The third was a need for forgiveness. Whether you call it sin or having regrets, he said, the guilt is universal. The good news is that these three deep human longings all find their fulfillment in Jesus Christ. Jesus offers eternal life, connection with a deeper purpose, and forgiveness from our past. This is Rob Martin with God in 60 Seconds. To open up more space for reflection and conversation about God, go to thirdspace.org.au.
To hear this again, head to hope1032.com.au and check out the segments page.
Summer, I remember I could only imagine
all the ways you would change my life. I look back believing you knew what I needed. You were turning my eyes to things above. You were turning my mind to your great love. So I kept turning it off to be close to you. You kept turning my in this world. Did I want to be a Jesus freak? Now I'm wondering how this God of wonders could care enough to get this song to me. I look back believing you.
Uplifting you and infusing joy.
pray for someone like you. Yes, I pray that you do love me too.
Casey and JoJo, All My Life on Hope 103.2, and a woman who moved from Boston to Australia has come out and said the weirdest thing she's found when living in Australia. And I don't know what truth there is to this, but she has said that everybody drives very calmly here, as opposed to Boston, where we don't drive calmly, to say the absolute least. And she said, it's just a really hard concept for me to witness. When I'm a passenger seat and somebody cuts somebody off, I'm screaming on the inside, but Australians just kind of shrug their shoulders and keep going. I can attest to the fact that that is not true. I have witnessed some road rage and I have witnessed some terrible driving. So maybe it's a Melbourne thing. Maybe she just needs to make her way up to Sydney to realize it's not Australia-wide.
Hey, it's Laura. This week on Undistracted, author and pastor Max Licato offers a traveler's guide to the end times, talking about their place in Christian theology and what we can really know about what's next.
We can be excited. Two, we could just be good people because we know everything is going to turn out all right. We have an advantage on the rest of the world. We can be kind to our neighbor. We can love the poor. We can be a source of light. And it doesn't have to be fake. It doesn't have to be forced. It could be heartfelt because we know that something good is about to happen.
Listen to Undistracted with Laura Bennett wherever you get your podcasts.
Refugee children in Uganda urgently need your help. Many are orphans, dying from hunger. Jesus said that whatever you do for that person in need, you do for me. You can feed a hungry refugee child for a month for just $6. By giving a little, you can do a lot.
Thank you.
More than a meal, you'll give them a future.
Give now at feedthehungry.org.au. Station sponsor, Feed the Hungry.
Hope Drive.
Thanks to station sponsor Solar Heart Sydney. Book your obligation-free in-home appointment with most trusted name in solar. Visit solarheartsydney.com.au.
Hope 103.2.
It's been a day. Can only get better. Can only get
I got the best.
Hope. We'll bring it.
Hope 103.2.
Got a lot in my past, got a lot on my mind. There's a lot of things I want back, there's a lot of me I don't like. But I told, just as I am to you, and I know just what you're gonna do when I need grace. Push me away when all my bridges have been burned. You make another way when everyone is leaving. I can see that you're the one who sticks around. Everything I needed, I can see it. You're still the one who's reaching out when I need grace. Not afraid to run. You don't hold back. You don't hold back. Not ashamed of the things I've done. You don't hold back. You don't hold.
Shepherd, Edge of the Earth on Hope 103.2, and taking a look at the notice board, thanks to station sponsor Bible League Buddy Eula for Bibles. God is love and his word is light. Just $15 gives a plain English version of the Bible to an Indigenous Australian today. And on the 5th of October, there is a spring fete taking place at Pennant Hills, Corner Boundary Road and Bellamy Street. And goods available during this are going to include books, freshly baked breads, honey, so many other awesome things available. You can find out more on the website, hope1032.com.au. And while you're there, take a look at some of the other awesome events taking place in the community. But hey, that is it for me. I am heading on out of here. I'll catch you same time tomorrow. Have a blessed evening. Bye.
At Breast Screen Australia, we're expanding the invitation for free breast screening to cover women aged up to 74. This means we can find more breast cancer early and save up to 600 more lives a year. If you're aged between 50 and 74, you should be screened every 2 years. Search Breast Screen Australia online for more information or call 13 20 50. Breast screening. It's an invitation that could save your life.
Authorised by the Australian Government, Canberra, spoken by E. James.
Hope 103.2.
Sydney Traffic Scan.
Brought to you by station sponsor, Bible League's Buddy Eula for Bibles. God is love and his word is light. Just $15 gives a plain English version of the Bible to an Indigenous Australian today.
In Avalon Beach, we have a truck breakdown that's closing a southbound lane on Barrenjoey Road at North Avalon Road. Parramatta, traffic lights are flashing yellow on Park Street at Station Street. In Ashfield, traffic lights blacked out due to a power failure. That's on Frederick Street at Church Street. Darlinghurst, looking good heading southbound on the Eastern Distributor past William Street. The M7, a clear run in both directions through the Lighthorse Interchange and no delays westbound on the M2 through the Lane Cove Tunnel. I'm Thomas Reeve. There'll be another check on Sydney traffic tomorrow at 6 a.m. on Hope 103.2.
Hope 103.2.
stop and smell the flowers.
Sorry.
And listen to Hope 1032.
Could you pass me a tissue?
1032.
In these waters, but I can't breathe.